Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got 8-year-old Jungle Edge, and I reckon Mick Bill must have looked the other day and thought, hello, Destiny's Kiss, 10, he knocked him off in town. Old Jungle will keep doing this. Good morning, Mick.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. I was just thinking to myself, when you saw Destiny's Kiss win at 10 years old the other day, you must have thought, Jungle, you can keep going, mate. Gee, he's been a great old horse, hasn't he?
Oh, he's been a terrific horse, and he just doesn't seem to age much. He really hasn't changed much.
I've looked through his form, and basically, by dear, what he can cop it, he's had a stack of runs. You just give him little freshens by the looks of it.
Yes, I don't go mad on the galloping either. The horse really suits my style of training, which is to let him run on the racetrack, and I often don't gallop him at all in between races. Mm-hmm. Most he ever might do is evens, and only if he's had a few weeks between.
Gee, well, I'm just Mick. I just look back. I reckon since the challenge back in March last year, I think he might have had 22 runs. He's averaged almost like a run every little over 2 weeks, which sounds like you haven't missed him, but you've given him 4 weeks, 7 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. He's had a heap of freshens.
Yeah, this is the first time that he's backed up. That he's backed up like within a week for a while, but he's done it before. Like I know him, and believe it or not, he's come through that run the other day. He's come through better than he has for a long time, and yeah, he's just got that real spring in his step. That you know, it's been missing a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm quietly confident that he's going to run well. We still have to get him up there in one piece and everything to go all right. But I think he'll run well as long as we tick off all those things. I think he'll be thereabouts.
Well, this is the winter dash at Randwick on Saturday. The other thing about him, he's almost got to get an award for teaching young kids how to ride because he loves the apprentices, doesn't he?
Yes. Well, once we were running good races, and like he's won the three Group Threes and placed in the Group Ones and Group Twos, that means his rating's pretty high. So if you're going to run back in a handicap, you have to make use of the apprentices. Otherwise, you know, he's just giving too much of an advantage away.
Now, Saturday, I think you're going to put Lucinda Dude on.
Yes, well, she's only ridden him once, but she seems like she's a good front-running rider, and that's really what I ask of the apprentices, that they have to be able to, to let him run a bit and still sort of know their times. That's the trick. But yeah, the time she did ride him, he came second, and that was on like a, I don't know, about a five, I suppose it was. So, yeah, I'm quite confident that she'll do the job okay.
Well, he's just a terrific horse, and obviously soundness is just not an issue with this old bloke.
Well, he's a little bit jointy, and that's mm-hmm. about it. He just has after he failed in Sydney the last time I was up there a few months ago. He just wasn't going as well, and we did a full X-ray of all his knees and joints, and there was nothing structurally wrong, but just a bit of wear and tear from age, and so we give him a grease and oil change, so to speak, and that seems to be working. But I have to be a little. I think what I have to do now is stop trying to. Run him on good tracks.
Yeah.
Like in the past, he's never won on a good track, but he's run some good races on it. But I just won't do that again. I don't think I'll just stick to. I try and treat him like he's a 32-year-old champion footballer. You know, just, you got to train him a little bit different than what you would a recruit.
Yeah, well, just looking at that, he's had 25 goes on the good for 4 seconds and three thirds. But when he hears a tap rip, he gets the giggles, doesn't he? He just loves it.
Well, it just allows him to really stretch out.
Yeah.
The other thing is the way he runs his races, because he bowls along, on the good tracks, they're sitting up your backside, ready to pounce, and he always fights, but on the wetter the tracks get, the less horses are going to come at you.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. He gets them out of their comfort zone, around the bend and straightening up, and you know, it seems he's races, his wins are always pace related, and that's why the ride last week of Michael Poise was terrific. I can't praise him enough. He's really seems to know his times and what's happening in a race. So,
well,
that's what happens with the wet tracks. He doesn't slow up one bit.
He just keeps plowing through.
Yes. So, what's the prediction for the? What sort of track we'll be racing on?
I'll just have a quick look for you now and see at this stage what it is. A heavy eight, they're saying at this stage, Mick. That'd put a smile on your face. Heavy nine they've got here at the moment.
What sort of extra rain are we expecting?
Rain out six. Rain Friday and Saturday.
Yes, well, it'd be good if that comes.
it can only help. You'll be doing a little rain dance now, won't you? All right, good on you, Mick. Good luck with him Saturday. We love seeing him go around Jungle Edge, and good luck with him.
Thank you.